Mark Spark in the Dark by Jacqueline Wilson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Mark Spark, Chapter 1. "Hands up, all of you, with a dog at home," said Miss Moss. Mark's friend Jason put his hand up. Jason had a spaniel called Ben, who had once eaten a whole box of chocolates in 10 minutes flat. Louise from down the road had her hand up. Louise had a poodle called Puffball, who whined a lot. Mark felt he would whine too if he had to wear a red ribbon and a silly tartan coat. That was no way to treat a dog. It wasn't fair. Mark would have loved a dog, but he couldn't have one. Mark's mum and dad were out at work all day, so there would be no one to look after a dog. There was no one to look after Mark when he came home from school, so Mark always went round to Great Grand's for his tea. Then he got another tea when Mum came to fetch him home. Mark was very nearly as greedy as Jason's spaniel Ben. "Tell me all the different things your dogs can do," said Miss Moss. "Jason's dog can eat heaps," said Mark. "And then he's sick heaps too. Mark Spark." He was really called Mark Spencer, but everyone called him Mark Spark, even Miss Moss. "And Louise's dog whines and whimpers like this," said Mark, imitating Puffball. "Mark Spark," said Miss Moss. "Give some of the others a chance to answer, please." Mark slumped in his seat. He listened to the other...